is June. Underwear and I have had a lifelong disagreement, starting with blue bloomers. As a small child just starting school, I would have been clothed in long blue bloomers blousing down to my knees. They might have kept me warm, but they certainly were not comfortable nor fashionable. If they got wet, they were even longer and heavier. And then came the home-stitched waist, made by my mother from bleached white sugar bags. They were meant to keep me warm, covered, and a means of hanging garters at the waist to hold up the long stockings. I remember so clearly the day the community nurse came to our grade 6 class to administer TB test strips to our back. No way was I going to display my vest to the nurse or my classmates. It resulted in the teacher, the nurse, and even the male principal trying to overcome my determination not to be tested. A phone call was made to my mother with the result that I was excused if I would agree to go to the family doctor. But I detested being different from the town girls. Easter also always meant that we got some new clothes. To my delight, one year shortly after the war, I was given a pretty blue see-through blouse with little blue forget-me-nots embroidered over the material. Never did I wear it, as the blue forget-me-nots were not big enough to hide my emerging nipples, and my frugal mother had not thought or consented to a bra. And then there was the stylish young career woman, that's me, who was trying on dresses at one of the more fashionable shops in Halifax, only to be told that the garment would look much better if my panty lines didn't show. My agonies with underwear just wouldn't go away. And the girdle. I chose to wear a girdle for many, many years, despising the alternative garter belt which will allow you to keep up your stockings without the restriction of a girdle. Neither was comfortable and neither worked well. But finally, during the era of bra burning, the girdle went out of fashion. I can remember well the first days I returned to Halifax West High School, free of the restricting girdle. What I could not have imagined was how those relaxed stomach muscles would look years later. Now I appear 8 months pregnant, but oh, the freedom. Was underwear designed by men or meant to be torture?